Lanta regime protests are escalating in Bahrain in defiance of the security crackdown over the past few hours. Protesters have torched tires and blocked roads in the capital, Manama. We've just received this footage from the latest show of public anger in Bahrain. They're demanding the release of all political activists and an end to regime crackdown. Also on Saturday, demonstrators rallied in the streets of Sitra and Ma'amir. They renewed their calls for the downfall of the Al-Khalifa regime. They also expressed solidarity with the jailed Saudi cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, but the rally turned violent after security forces attacked protesters. At least 10 people were injured and several others arrested. Security forces used tear gas and rubber bullets to crush the protests. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're joined now by Kamel Wasni, political analyst, who is joining us now from Beirut. Mr. Wasni, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, I'd like to ask you where you feel this revolution in Bahrain has reached at this point.
I think it reached a milestone because it has more involvement from every side within the country. The people are determined to carry through their demand, their legitimate demand, their will accept no less than their total new democratic system and the fall of the regime. I think the people have the right to continue demonstrating because the level of crackdown and the crime that has been committed by the Khalifa family, by the Bahraini government against the people, and the continued crackdown and imprisonment for innocent people obviously will not be tolerated for very long. I think there is genuine feeling among those people on the street that they willing to face the hardship. As Sheikh Qasim said, those people will not be weakened by this heavy crackdown and this criminal act by the government. As we witness, the people feel liberated at this point. Even the crackdown is heavier today than was before. There's a lot of imprisonment, illegal imprisonment, doctors, even children been actually abducted and put in detention. These crimes has to be answered by the international community, has to be answered by the United States, which actually gave the order to the Bahraini government to continue the crackdown because they have an interest in the Fifth Fleet, the American Fifth Fleet, that actually sit on the Bahraini soil. This is actually an occupation by the American of a free Bahrain.
So Mr. Wasni, how interconnected then are the protest movements in both Saudi Arabia and Bahrain?
I think it's the same crime has been committed against those two people. We know that the Saudis sent their soldier to crack down against the Bahraini, and those two population been discriminated against, being marginalized by the Saudis and by the Bahraini. Today, you have to put more the blame on the Saudis than on the Bahraini. Even the Bahraini are participant in this huge violation of a human right, but the Saudis are sending their tanks and their weapons, and they using this heavy hand against the protester, whether it's in Bahrain and whether it is in Saudi Arabia. In the Khatif, the arrest of Sheikh Nimr, who's actually calling outright for another form of government, for another form of body to rule the country, because for very long time now other people at the leadership they've been calling for the same things. You cannot tolerate discrimination for very long time. You cannot tolerate abuse for very long time. You cannot tolerate poverty, imposed poverty for very long time. You have a country like Saudi Arabia, which has a GDP of over $600 billion, and you have a lot of poverty, and this poverty is designed by the government to keep the people in the eastern part to be impoverished because they belong to certain sacked. So this is not acceptable any longer. So there is a lot of similarity, the same abuser, the same ideology. This is cannot be stand. I think that's why you see a lot of solidarity between the Bahraini and the people of the Qatif. And actually, the Bahraini been demonstrating for the liberation of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Colin Wesney, political analyst, speaking to us live from Beirut. Mr. Wesney, as always, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.